Today is Sunday, the 23rd of August, beginning the 21st week of Ordinary Time. As you begin this time of prayer, try to let go of whatever has been occupying your mind. You can also set your worries aside for a while. Simply be present and open yourself to God's presence. John Gerrer and Audrey Assad guide us into prayer today with the song, Declaring Glory.
When I was young, you woke me with the sound of song. The wind and rhythm drew me along. I echoed in the hymn of the dawn. That all the planets learn in circles round the stars as they burn. I praise you as I orbit and turn. Declaring glory, glory, declaring glory, glory. The mountains rise, the forests grow before my eyes, the moments and the seasons of mine, then turn again embracing the tide. The waters fall and carve their way across my soil, their canyons cut and deepen my soul. I praise you while the rivers still roll. Spirit within, but soon they fade away as I spin. They fall to dust and dress me in decay and rust. There are secrets buried deep in my crust. I praise you in the layers of dust. Declaring glory, glory. Run until they run out. I praise you till my fires run out. I praise you till my fires run out. I praise you till my fires run out.
Oh,
Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counsellor, or who has given a gift to him to receive a gift in return? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory for ever. Amen.
For Paul, the writer of the book of Romans, the immeasurable qualities of God are almost beyond words. His understanding of God is beyond comprehension. The night sky or a beautiful sunset can help us engage with the vastness of God. When and where have you been captivated by the enormity and majesty of God? If you are able, look outside at creation, or look around and ponder these words: from him are all things. All created things come from God. Each plant, each creature, and each person are a gift from God. A gift for you to delight in and find God in. Take a moment to delight in some of these gifts in your own life. To him be glory forever. Listen again and allow your heart to soar at the wonder of God revealed in a myriad of ways.
Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counsellor, or who has given a gift to him to receive a gift in return? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory for ever. Amen.
For from him, through him, and to him are all things. All created things means you as well. You come from him. You exist through him. And you are intended for his glory. Talk with God about your response to these words. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.